Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Vinod Johnson Network on Blog Talk Radio. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine? More than 100 million listeners, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Brazil, Italy, Spain, China, Vietnam, Pakistan, India, the Philippines, Russia, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to take a moment to introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly right here on Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Vinod Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. This
You're
is
welcome.
A wonderful time. Wonderful time tonight. I want to just welcome everybody from all over the world to the blog line tonight. The blog radio, talk radio. And this is a time when people from all denominations, all church affiliations, from all walks of life come together just to give God praise. I'm telling you, we're praising God together. The enemy thought he had us by trying to divide God's people. But we know that together we stand and divided we fall. And we're coming together from every denomination just to give God praise. He deserves it. And I'm challenging people all over the world to thank God 1,000 times a day or a night. Amen. 1,000 times. You can do it. Doesn't take but about 15, 20 minutes to thank God 1,000 times. Amen. And we do it on this blog line every night, over two or three, maybe, might be much more than that, but I'm just trying to get it so man can believe it, so you all can believe it. Over 2 or 3 billion praises going up. Probably, to be truthful, maybe probably 10, 15 billion praises are going up because there are over 100 million listeners. And I just, well, we know that if 1 million of them give God 1,000 thank yous, that's 1 billion praises, just 1 million of them. So I'm just trying to be kind. Let's say just 2 billion praises tonight. God bless you. God knows, and it's all for the glory of God. All right, our platform is that we do thank him 1,000 times. I'm trying to challenge people all over the world, to stop and give God 15, 20 minutes and thank him at least 1,000 times during that time. Let me tell you something. For you on the line tonight, I want to tell you something very, very valuable to your life. I said to God, I said to him, Lord, there are people on this line who are faithful in thanking you 1,000 times. And God, in my spirit, reminded me of how he was on Mount Sinai with Moses and wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger. And he saw as Moses came down the mountaintop, the children of Israel were worshiping an idol god. They had melted the gold down that God had given to them, and they were worshiping an idol god, and God was going to destroy all of them. He was going to kill them all. But Moses reminded him. He said, God, you can't do it, because if you do it, the enemy, the devil, will say that you couldn't deliver your people, that you couldn't bring them out, that you were a weak god, that you didn't have the power to bring them out. And the Bible says that God repented from killing all of the children of Israel. What am I trying to tell you? When God repents, it means that God changed his mind. In other words, he's going to destroy all of them, but he changed his mind. And I said all that to say this. I said to God the other day, I said, God, I said, you've got people on this line who are thanking you 1,000 times a day, some 2,000. Some 3, 4, 5,000 times. And God, something has to happen in a positive way that some of these people would get a testimony of what you've done. You can't allow, you cannot, God, you cannot allow these people who have given you 1,000 thank yous, some 2,000, to have their backs against the wall and the devil tell them it's over and you don't deliver them. You can't afford to do that. And I'm talking word now. I was speaking the word because I knew what happened on Mount Sinai. Moses said to him, you can't do it, God. You can't allow that to happen because the devil will say that you could not deliver your people. And here people are thanking God 1,000 times. I know this is bold, but I'm in the word. Here people thanking God 1,000 times. And God cannot allow you to not experience miracles. He can't allow you because the devil will say that doesn't mean nothing to thank him 1,000 times. The devil will come and say, oh, you're wasting your time. The devil will say, stop it. And he'll have a right to say it because God cannot afford to allow people to thank him 1,000 times and he not come through. I hope you're hearing me. And he not come through for his people. It was not the nature of God. It's not his persona. He's not like that. The word says God is not unrighteous to forget the labor of love that you have given to unto him or sown unto him. No, he's not going to forget it. And then he cannot afford to allow the people who have given him 1,000 praises not to be blessed. He can't allow you not to be delivered when your back is against the wall. He cannot allow that because the enemy will say that he was too weak to deliver his people, and he cannot allow that to be so. God is going to deliver you. God is going to bring you out. God is going to make a way for you. I wish I could just get one more person say, yes, he is, because the Bible says if any two of you on earth shall agree, as touching and agreeing on anything that ye shall ask, it says that it shall be done unto you. And I think I got one more, so the word is fulfilled right there. Amen. If you will agree with me, then God is going to bless. God is going to do something spectacular. That God is going to bring forth miracles. I just wish I'd hear somebody say, oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you. Yes, see, some of y'all, let me tell you something. According to the word of God, there are certain things that God cannot allow. He cannot allow his people to serve him and he forget them. He can't allow it. Why? It would go against his word. He can't allow it. Anything in his word, he cannot allow it to go any other way but what's in the word. Not one jot nor tittle shall go unfulfilled. Heaven and earth would have to pass away before one jot nor tittle of his word would be unfulfilled. And listen, God told me, I said to him the other day, I said, Lord, you know, you gave me some bold things to say, and you told me to be bold with it, and I was. I was bold with it. And some of the things have not come to pass, Lord. And these are Israelites that we deal with. If you stay up on the mountain too long, I said, they'll melt and go down and do something stupid as well. Yeah. And I said, I need for you to come through. And God said to tell them this, that anything that I promised to them, if it hasn't come to pass, he said, tell them it's on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I tell you, it's on the way. That's what the Lord said. Tell you, it's on the way. And if you believe it, you got to grab it and hold it dearly to your heart and to your thoughts. God said it is on the way. Hold fast to it and be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap the blessings if you faint not. See, the enemy wants to get you to faint. You've been thanking him 1,000 times, 2,000 times a day, And the devil will tell you, oh, ain't nothing going to happen. You're just wasting your time. See, but you see, that's the same thing. God cannot afford not to bless you because the enemy will say that he was not able to bless the people. He'll be talking about God. And I think, I know this is bold, but I just got to get you to see this. He'll be talking about God like you talk about some other fool. Oh, there ain't going to be nothing. Oh, there ain't nothing going to happen. And the devil would be laughing at God, talking about, oh, they thanking him 1,000 times, and he wasn't able to bless them. Did you see anything happen? Did you see? See, God cannot afford to allow that to happen because the world is prone all over the world to thank him 1,000 times. I'm trying to get you to see that God is not going to let you down. I'm trying to get you to see that God is going to make a way out of no way for you. I'm trying to get you to see that God does sit high and look low, and looks low, and he sees your future, and he knows what's best for you. If you will not faint, it shall come to pass. Yeah, a miracle shall happen for you. Now, I want you to know that God, I tell people, I preach this, that God is over timing, and his timing is not like yours or mine. See, you have to understand that 1,000 years to God is just one day. And we have a right to ask him if he would do it now or soon. And but he has the right to say when it's going to happen. Like coming back, Jesus is supposed to come back here, break through the clouds and come back on the second coming, you know, on the rapture and everything. Even Jesus doesn't know when that's going to happen, see. Because God is sovereign, and he only reserves the right to say when things are going to happen. But they're going to happen just as sure as your name is whatever your name is. Just as sure as God's name is God, it's got to happen. And he, again, I'm trying to show you certain things he cannot let happen. That is, you not be blessed. You're taking time out and to open up and thank God 1,000 times, he can't afford not to let you be blessed. When I did it the first time, leading the way for people around the world to do it, God gave me a bona fide, ultra awesome miracle. Nobody could say they did it. Nobody could say it. The only person who could say they did it was God. Amen. It was bona fide. And so I decree that a bona fide miracle is going to happen for you all. You might have to have your back against the wall. See, God many times moves in the ninth hour. Why? Because otherwise you may not realize that he really did it. Mm-hmm. So he has to wait till everything's exhausted. Yeah, you tried your sister. You tried your brother. You tried that person. You tried that person. You put money over here. You put money over there. That ain't work for you. You tried this, you tried that. You tried everything you know. Woman with the issue of blood, you tried everything you know. And you spent all your money and looked like it's over. But you heard that Jesus was in town. And you press your way through the crowd. Press, press, press. You press your way. When folk were laughing at you, knew that you were the woman with the issue of blood. And somehow they knew it. And they were laughing as you pressed your way through the crowd. But then you fell on the ground and had to crawl. And I can prove it to you because the only way you touched Jesus was you got to the hem of his garment. You had to be low. And they were laughing at you as you touched the hem of his garment. And silly woman, that's the woman who has the issue of blood, ain't it? Yeah. It's just foolish. Heard she spent all her money. Yeah, she did. I heard she ain't even... Look at her. Oh, just pruny. Look at her. Laughing at you as you're on the ground, but you're headed toward the hem of his garment. And I decree, if you touch it, you'll be made whole. That's what she did. Yeah, she had done everything she could do. She was in the ninth hour. Nobody could take the credit. Nobody could say, I'm the one who did it. No. The only person who could take the credit was the one whose garment she touched, and she was made whole. And so I'm going to tell you, there are certain things that God cannot afford to do. When I say God, Jesus too, they're all three in one. Jesus could not afford to allow this woman not to have a spectacular miracle. Why? Because he looked and saw her past and her future and the now. He saw how she had been ridiculed. He saw how she had spent all her money. He saw how she had gone the last mile of the way. He saw how people had made fun of her, laughing at her all in her village. He saw how people, even on the way to him, he saw how people made fun of her. He saw her on the ground. He saw her having to crawl. He saw all this. And he saw her little hand go up. Even though thousands were around him, he still saw her hand go up. And then that's when it switched from saw to felt. He felt her hand touch the hem of his garment. Prove it to me, Dr. Johnson. His disciples, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" His disciples said, "Lord, all these folk around you, anybody could have touched you, Lord." He said, "No, no, no, no. I know somebody touched me with a need. I know somebody touched me who had them back against the wall. I know somebody touched me who had gone the last mile away. I know." "How you know, Jesus?" the disciples asked him. "How you know?" Then he gave that profound answer. He said, "Because I felt the virtue go out of me." Let me tell you something. When you make a sacrifice for Jesus and do all that to get to Jesus and thank him 1,000 times and touch him like that, it's reciprocal. He's not a selfish God. Anytime you touch him, he touches you back. Prove it to me. The virtue goes out of him. And that virtue brings about a spectacular, ultra awesome miracle in your life. Let's touch Jesus tonight. Let's touch God. All I want you to do, don't ask him for nothing tonight. Just thank him 1,000 times. We're going to take time, may get a chance to ask you to walk around the house for a while and thank him throughout your house. But let's thank him right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come to you just to praise you, just to give you adoration. Thank you for every person who has a need. And I'm asking you, Jesus, mighty name. Yes, as we did last night, and there was a bad problem on the line, and we just called the name of Jesus, and it echoed your name, Lord, all over the world. Jesus. God is asking you, as these people touch you with their praise tonight, would you bring about some spectacular miracles? And I know you handle timing, but I'm asking you if you would bring it about between the next 3 days, just as you, Jesus, were in the grave and something spectacular happened as you preached it yesterday and later for us. Bring it about, Lord, in the next 3 days. I'm asking. And thank you for it. Lord, y'all who have your lines open, help me thank you. And give me a thousand praises. Thank you. Come on, saints. Thank you. If your line is open, you're invited to help us. Thank you, Lord. Waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for the anointing of God. Thank you for the anointing on this line. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. More time. Thank you, 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 thank you. Saints of God, help us thank you. Come on, 757. Come on, 773. Come on, help us thank you. Oh, God. 772. Come on, 616. Come on, 816. Come on, 912. Come on, 616. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, 816. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, 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 glory. We praise you, O God. We give you all the adoration. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lift your voice, thanks to God. Thank you, lift your voice. Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Great.
Thank you for great help.
Thank you. Thank you for guiding us, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for great strength. Thank you, 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 thank you for the anointing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for people in Africa. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, inspiration, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for intercession, thank you, thank you,
we love you, Lord.
Thank you for the Holy Ghost, make it intercession,
thank you for the Holy Ghost,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
joy, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, justice, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you for having me, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for North America. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for Oceania, South America.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for Barbados. Thank you, God, for Burundi. Thank you, Jesus, for Albania and Belgium, Cameroon, Nigeria, Belize, Canada. If I endure and deny, thank you, Lord, for Angola and Bermuda, Cayman Islands. Thank you, Jesus, for Argentina and for Africa. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. Thank you for Bolivia, Chad, and Australia, and Botswana. Thank you for us, Brazil, and the Republic. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. in the name of Jesus. We give you praise right now. We bless your name right now. Thank you for the prayer.
We bless your name.
That was yesterday, Lord, a few days ago. We say thank you for him, Lord. We say thank you for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for using God. Ambassador, Lord, oh God, to bring them forth in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. This Spirit of elevation, God, that you gave in front of people. Oh God, Ambassador, let God, the Rosalie Britt. Thank you for Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh God. blessing in the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for your glory. You're making up a mighty army. We say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless Bishop Bowling, God. Bless, oh, God. Hallelujah. Dr. Cynthia Holden. Bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit, God. Pour out your spirit, God. Meet every need.
Yes,
come through, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up this body up. We lift up every ambassador and every ambassador elect in the name of Jesus. And we declare no weapon formed against them. We give you praise, God. We thank you for them, God. We thank you for them, God. We thank you for them, God. Thank you, God, for being so mindful of them and of their dedication. Oh, God, in their work, God, that you see fit, oh, God, to elevate them. You see fit, oh, God, to promote them. In the spirit, we say thank you. Oh, God, let them keep on keeping on. Oh, bind every spirit of discouragement. Oh, pour on encouragement like never before. Oh, God, meet every need. Give them the blessing. Oh, God, that the office of ambassador and office of ambassador. Oh, let that never fall. Let them experience, God, the preferential treatment in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know how to respond to your people. You know how to treat your people. Oh, God, you know. Oh, God, can't nobody, hallelujah, treat your workers any better than you. And we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Keep them steadfast. Keep them, God, with their eyes focused on you. And we thank you for the blessings. We come to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You are so good, God. Your loving kindness is so good. It brings us to our feet. And we just want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. Lord, we love you. Lord, now bind us together in love. Bind us together in love. Bind us together in love. Oh, God, with cords of love that cannot be severed or broken. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
And bless God, Lord. Oh, Providence Baker, Lord. And Providence, Vanessa. Oh, God, bless them. Oh, God. New ones, oh God, bless them, God. Pour out your spirit. Bless them like never before. We say thank you for all. We give you praise. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. And it is so thank you. Oh, we thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for
thank you.
Lord, and if we've missed anybody, if we've missed anyone's name, God, God, we lift them up. We lift them up, Lord. We lift up. We lift up everyone. Anyone we may have missed their name, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. Lord, surround them with your love. We thank you. Thank you. Visit each one. Visit each one. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
your kindness, your kindness, your mercy, your kindness, your loving kindness. So great,
Lord,
it brings to our knees. We just want to stay on our knees and bask in your loving kindness. So great. We
thank
are furiously in love with you, Lord. We are furiously in love with you because you're so awesome. So awesome. You're so awesome. We thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sparing. Thank you for sparing the two
thank
young
you,
men. Life, Lord. Oh, God, to our members, thank you for sparing their lives when the car caught on fire and burnt completely. Oh, it was a fine escape. Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the prayer.
Thank you
for the wonderful prayer. Shut down. God, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the power, God, to be able to And God, thank you for even people who need to have some family time. We just thank you for that. Bless, don't forget us, Lord. Remember the family time. As they remember the family. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, God. Thank God, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. We're praying for the glory of God. We're praying. In Jesus' name. Thank God. God bless all of you. We're out of time tonight. Thank you so much. Ambassador Hagen, you did wonderful helping and pulling our hand. Bless you everywhere. And just remember, we're out right here on the blog line. We're out of time. And may the Lord bless you. Have a wonderful night. We plan to meet you back again here tomorrow night. God bless you again and again and again. God, take them higher. Oh, bless. Bless. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, saints of God. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Good night, everyone. We love you all.
Love you.